From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim worshippers celebrated Thursday Israel's decision to remove additional security measures from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Hundreds converged near the holy site in Jerusalem's Old City after Israel removed railings and scaffolding where cameras were to be mounted at entrances to the Haram el-Sharif compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Metal detectors had been removed Tuesday. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis said the Israeli government weighed the risks of keeping or removing the security measures following the July 14 killings of two Israeli policemen.
The Netanyahu government at this point may be thinking that the risk of terrorism and of violence, rather than being curbed by these security measures, may actually be worsened by the popular reaction to these security measures.
Rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas issued separate statements calling for more mass protest Friday. Muslim leaders said they will decide later Thursday whether worshippers should return to the mosque for prayers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed alarm at the potential for escalating violence, urging all political, religious, and community leaders to refrain from provocative actions and rhetoric. Two German crewmen aboard a military helicopter assigned to the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali crashed Wednesday in the northern desert.
Es wurde kein Notruf durch die verunglückte
Besatzung. The Deputy Inspector General of the German Air Armed Forces, Vice Admiral Joachim Ruhle, said no emergency signal was sent by the crew. The helicopter was burned completely. He said there's no evidence it was brought down intentionally. The Tiger helicopter crashed about 70 kilometers north of Gao. This is VOA News. The U.S. has announced sanctions against 13 current and former senior officials of Venezuela's government and state oil company as the opposition stages a two-day general strike aimed at preventing Sunday's vote to create a new assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. President Nicolas Maduro described them as unlawful and insolent. Meanwhile, protesters clashed with security forces again, with at least one person killed. Some 100 have died in almost daily protests since April. The opposition-led strike is to end with a protest march Friday in the capital, Caracas. La Trobe University analyst Raul Sanchez Uribarri said it's possible Sunday's election may not take place.
The regime might actually decide to give up, for example, on the Constituent Assembly to save face from the possible, quite likely, lack of attendance to the electoral booths on Sunday.
Mr. Maduro has vowed to press ahead with a vote that the opposition warns will institutionalize dictatorship. The UN Wednesday named three human rights experts to lead an investigation into crimes committed in the Kasai region of Democratic Republic of Congo. The announcement follows an accusation by the UN Joint Human Rights Office that elements of the Congolese army dug most of dozens of mass graves discovered in recent months. Meanwhile, one of DRC's notorious warlords, Intabo Intaberi Sheka, wanted for alleged crimes against humanity, surrendered to UN peacekeepers Wednesday. China has released four of six Japanese citizens detained since March in Shandong and Hainan provinces, where military installations are located, on suspicion of illegal activities. Their employer, NC Geophysical Survey, said the four were sent for geological research for Chinese hot spring developers. In India, dozens have been killed following 3 days of heavy monsoon rains that caused widespread flooding. The hardest-hit region, western Gujarat state, where tens of thousands have been displaced. Taiwan electronics giant Foxconn Wednesday announced plans to build a large LCD display panel screen plant in the upper Midwest state of Wisconsin, news praised by President Donald Trump.
It will be about the biggest there is anywhere. The company's initial investment of more than $10 billion will create 3,000 jobs at a minimum, with the potential for up to 13,000 jobs in the very near future.
The state is offering Foxconn $3 billion in incentives and will sign a memorandum of understanding Thursday. Congressman Steve Scalise was released from a Washington hospital Wednesday, almost 6 weeks after being critically wounded in an ambush shooting on a baseball field outside Washington. Scalise, the third-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives, will face intensive inpatient rehabilitation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.